This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon in New Hampshire. The Democratic presidential candidates are scrambling for votes before Tuesday's primary. Earlier this week, Iowa voters turned the race topsy-turvy, to use an old Gilbert and Sullivan phrase. They pushed Howard Dean from his perch and boosted up John Kerry. Polls show Senator Kerry may be building a lead over Governor Dean. Those same polls show retired General Wesley Clark now in third place. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what the three leading candidates were doing last night.
At a rally in Derry last night, retired General Wesley Clark was careful to keep his attacks aimed at the man he hopes to beat in the fall, not his fellow Democrats.
I'm not running to bash George W. Bush. I'm running to replace him.
But there was plenty of Bush bashing as Clark ripped the president for what he called misleading, deceptive leadership.
Before 9/11, President Bush did not do everything he could have done to keep this country safe. And after 9/11, he took us to a war we did not have to fight. And that was wrong.
When all the other candidates were in Iowa, Clark, along with Joe Lieberman, had New Hampshire all to himself. And Clark surged to second place in some polls. But Clark's rise fell victim to Kerry's dramatic win in Iowa, and his support appears to have stalled here. Even some of his backers say he seemed less than prepared in Thursday night's debate. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is enjoying a second life here in New Hampshire after months of languishing behind Howard Dean. Although he hasn't changed his basic message or stump speech, Kerry seems to have absorbed the biggest lesson of the Dean campaign, that Democratic voters are desperate for a fighter, someone who will stand up to George W. Bush.
I am the only candidate running for president who combines 35 years of fighting against those interests, fighting for the environment, fighting for education, fighting for veterans' benefits, fighting for the things that make a difference in our life here at home, in the domestic side.
At a chilly feed in Claremont last night, Kerry also took questions from voters. He's been making himself available for long question and answer sessions, a way to connect with voters. It's a move his advisors believe helped Kerry turn his campaign around. In Claremont, he gets a reaction from one voter that sounds straight out of Kerry's campaign literature.
You're the most qualified candidate. You're the most electable, and you're the most presidential.
Howard Dean has been struggling to soften his image and retool his campaign since his poor showing in Iowa. Last night in Keene, he poked fun at himself as he gave the crowd a mellow rendition of his now famous Iowa screech.
May I say, we are going to win in South Carolina. We are going to win in New York. We will win in Ohio, we're going to win in Arizona, and then we're going to win in Massachusetts, and after we get done doing that, we'll win in New York.
I actually would like to hear
that. That does look more presidential, though, doesn't it?
There are only 3 days left before New Hampshire voters go to the polls, and there are still large numbers of undecided voters, so there's plenty of room for more shifts of support, but not a lot of time for the candidates to make that happen. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Manchester.